Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today, we have the story of a Morristown miracle. What is a Morristown miracle? Morristown is a town in New Jersey, USA, where I lived, Baruch Hashem, for a couple of years after I was married, and also went to yeshiva there for 3 years. But this story comes from the time that I was living there after I was married, and I was a rebbe in a cheder. Now, in my cheder, in my class, there were three boys. It was a very small cheder, three boys. And, of course, we used to give them points and prizes, and they earned different things. And when it was prize day, we would go to Crown Heights, Brooklyn, which was only about an hour away. And we would take them to the Sfarim store, the Judaica store, and they would buy Sefer Tillim or Picture of the Rebbe or New Yarmulke, whatever, with their points. So that's what we did. And a couple or maybe all three of the boys had enough points to buy a Sefer. Maybe it was a Tillim or a New Siddur or whatever it was. And they wanted to have their names printed on the book. So in those days, if you wanted your name printed on the book, you had to go to the house of Rabbi Aryeh Leib and Mrs. Prager, who lived a few blocks away from the store on Eastern Parkway. And she had a machine in her house, and she knew how to put the names of the person who owned the book on the safer in nice gold letters. So we went over to see her. Now, I knew the Pragers because they were the first family where I stayed as a bacher for a Shabbos. When I was in the yeshiva in Morristown, New Jersey, some Shabbosim, we would come into Crown Heights because there was a Verbrengen of the Rebbe scheduled, and everybody knew that the Rebbe was going to Verbreng that Shabbos, and so we would come into Crown Heights to be able to attend the Verbrengen, or maybe other times that we would come in. So I knew the Pragers. They were the first family where I stayed. So Mrs. Prager is working on the embossing the letters, you know, imprinting the letters of the names of the boys on the books. And I say to her, Mrs. Prager, would you like to tell the boys a story? Chassidus Maisa, Chassidus story. So she said, sure. She said, when we lived in France, my husband and I lived in Paris, I think it was, in France, a country in Europe. So there was a couple that didn't have any children. They were married for many years. They didn't have any children. And so my husband, Aryeh Leib, or Aryeh, he took a picture which had been publicized of the Lubavitcher Rebbe when he was about 2 years old. In this picture, you can see that it's before the Rebbe's Absheron. He had long hair, and he was actually dressed in a little sailor suit. And he's facing the camera. Nice picture. And so, she says, my husband took this picture and he brought it to this couple who had been married for many years with no children. He told them to put it up in their house. So they did, and sure enough, a year or less later, they had a child, even though they had been married for years without a child. But now, they put up that picture and sure enough, they had a child. So she says further in the story, my husband went to another couple that didn't have children for many years of marriage and bought him also the same picture. And they also put up the picture. And also, within a year or so, they had a child as well. And the same thing with the third couple. And that's the story, she said. Now, just a little additional note of the story was that this couple themselves, the Pragers, they did not have children also for many years. In fact, I believe that their first child was born when Mrs. Prager was already 40 years old. And they had three boys, three beautiful children. So anyway, that was a story. That was a story she told me. So I said, what a beautiful story. And what I did was, I went to the store and I bought that very same picture. There's copies of that picture in the store. I bought a copy. And I brought it home to Morristown. Why did I bring it home to Morristown? Because there was a couple I won't say their name because I didn't get permission from them to use their name, but they were a couple that had been married for 5 years. They were a Baal Tshuva couple. It means they were not born into a from home, but from homes. They discovered Yiddishkeit later, but they were married for 5 years and didn't have children. So I brought them this picture, and I told them the story that Mrs. Prager had told me. So they put the picture up, and sure enough, within a year, they had a child. And later on, they had two more children as well. Amazing story. So we see that miracles can happen. Miracles do happen. And the Rebbe is involved in many, many miracles. That's part of what a tzaddik can do. Tzaddik does many things, of course. But one of them is that a tzaddik is able to help that miracles should come about for people that need them. Of course, it's not the tzaddik making the miracle. Of course, it's only Hashem making the miracle. All brachas come from Hashem, as the Rebbe says. They all come from Hashem. But the tzaddik has the ability to channel the brachas of Hashem in such a way that they're able to come into actual fruition, whereas without the tzaddik's involvement, perhaps it would not happen. But of course, the brachas always come only from Hashem. So that was one of the stories, one of the Maratan miracle stories. Of course, there are actually many of them. But that was one of them that I was personally involved with. And so, knowing what a tzaddik is, a holy person that does not have a yetzer hara, or the yetzer hara has been changed over into good, knowing that there is such thing as a tzaddik, and especially when we have a connection to a tzaddik, helps very much to bring about the geula. It helps to bring geula into our life in a personal way. It helps to bring geula for all Jewish people, especially tonight that it is Chai Elul, 18th of the month of Elul, which that is the birthday of two great tzaddikim, the birthday of the Baal Shem Tov and the birthday of the Alter Rebbe, the first Chabad Rebbe. They were both born on Chai Elul. Chai, of course, means life, the 18th word Chai. And therefore, the expression in Chabad is that the 18th of Elul, Chai Elul, brings a chayus, brings life into the month of the avoda of the month of Elul. That is the avoda, the service of coming close to Hashem. Melech besada, that Hashem is close to us like a king out in the field with his people. That is a part of the preparation for Rosh Hashanah. So all that work, getting ready for Rosh Hashanah, we get a chayus in it, we get a special energy from this day. And from this day, there's actually 12 days until Rosh Hashanah. And so each day corresponds to one of the months. So although we've been doing tshuva already in a general way for last year's service of Hashem, preparation for this year, coming year, but now we try to complete the service of teshuva one day per month. That is, today corresponds to last year Tishrei. Tomorrow corresponds to last year Cheshvan. The next day corresponds to last year Kislev. The next day corresponds to last year's Tevis, and so forth. That each day we should try to sit down and think about how we served Hashem in that month, which corresponds to the day, and in this way hopefully be ready for Rosh Hashanah when it comes. May Mashiach come quickly, even way before Rosh Hashanah, even now. And as a matter of fact, even if today was Shabbos, true, you might ask, the Gemara says a Mashiach cannot come on Shabbos. So the Rebbe says, let Mashiach come even on Shabbos. And then he'll explain to us how he was able to come on Shabbos, even though the Gemara paskins that he can't come on Shabbos. But the main thing is, Mashiach should come immediately through our Vayda, our work, especially learning Taita and doing mitzvahs, increasing in acts of goodness and kindness, and especially learning about Mashiach and Geula in the Taita. This is the most direct way to bring the Geula. It happened immediately. Thank you so much, Yashar Koyach, for all the hard work that you do. I'm sure that you do a lot of hard work to bring Mashiach. And may it happen immediately, as we say in Cincinnati, immediately if not sooner. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.